Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Good morning. Welcome to Fantasy Sports. Today, we're on Sports Grid. Craig Mish, Davis Maddock. We've got the end of the college football season and the beginning of the NFL playoffs on deck. It is great to be with you here on this Tuesday. And a rare Tuesday it is, Davis, because we're not really looking at the waiver wire in fantasy football. We're not looking back to the regular season. We're storming through ahead to fantasy football and a lot of daily fantasy basketball as well. But I guess a good place to start, Davis, is the way that it ended last night in college football. Pretty ugly. Georgia just starts the game, dominates TCU, dominates throughout. Big 12 going to have some problems, I think, jumping back into that semifinal in the future.
I mean, now with Oklahoma and Texas leaving, I would probably say we may never see another Big 12 team in the championship ever again. You know, just kind of an all-time freak accident thing here by TCU. I mean, TCU almost didn't make it multiple times. They had some crazy last-minute victories. And look, like the Big 12 just recruits from a different pool of guys than the SEC. The SEC gets every five-star guy, and the Big 12 kind of picks who is left over after. I guess not quarterbacks, actually good quarterbacks go to the Big 12 because they know they're going to be able to put up crazy video game numbers. Although not this year with C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young. But Texas and Oklahoma are leaving. They're taking all their money with them. They're taking all their prestige with them. You know, as someone who grew up, you know, pretty much only watching Big 12 college football, it's very sad for me. But it kind of is what it is. And for my part, I mean, I don't really mind sort of the professionalization of college football because these dudes put their bodies on the line. You know, I think that football is so violent, it's such a crazy sport that I just am not going to begrudge that becoming a more organized activity.
Yeah, no doubt. And look, we put a bow on the college football season, unfortunately. There was a reason, I guess, that game didn't get a ton of attention going in. Georgia easily covers that line. Game goes over the total. A lot of the player props on Georgia's side that we talked about yesterday, not on this show, but throughout here on Sports Grid, go over too. So we're going to focus a little actually on college football later in the show. We'll go over some potential dynasty players for fantasy football. But first, let's reset the headlines here. 65-7 was the final score, in case you missed it. You missed nothing. Georgia dominated from start to finish. The Bulldogs are back-to-back champions, and for good reason. They are the dominant force right now in the SEC, even ahead of Alabama. Damar Hamlin has returned to Buffalo, leaving the hospital in Cincinnati yesterday, so all good news pointing for Damar Hamlin. Kevin Durant, by the way, the news came out yesterday, it's going to miss at least a month. We did not think that this would be the case, but it is with that MCL sprain, second year back-to-back of missing a month. And no surprise, right after we left the show yesterday, Cliff Kingsbury let go, also the general manager gone for the Arizona Cardinals. Talk about good jobs in sports, Davis. It's being a head coach in the NFL. You get to coach, you get to get fired, you get to get paid for the next few years as well. I'm actually surprised we didn't have more coaching news yesterday. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, I had a crazy busy day yesterday. Did I see that Kyler Murray is going to have some impact on the next head coach of the Arizona Cardinals? I don't know that that's a great idea. Got to be honest with you. Nothing against Kyler Murray. I think the owner should have the influence, and people in the organization should. I know you got to get along with the quarterback. It's obvious at this point that Kyler Murray did not get along with Cliff Kingsbury, but wow. Okay.
Fair. I mean, I think it's better than the alternative, right? It's better than paying, what did Kyler Murray get? $216 million over 6 years. So these are your options. You're saying, Kyler, you're one of the guys. You are no different than Johnny Long Snapper. We're going to hire who we think is the best guy for the job. And then Kyler comes into work, in August and is like, yeah, I'm not really sure if I'm feeling this. And then, of course, I mean, I think that probably having quarterbacks who have yet to show themselves to be truly elite, like, I don't know, probably the two quarterbacks I would say I would let, you know, determine who's going to coach next. I would say Mahomes, whenever Reed decides to hang it up, and Josh Allen. Like, those two guys have earned the right to be like, this is who I would like to work with, or I don't really feel like working with that guy. And maybe Burrow as well. I would put, he's close. But Kyler for sure is going to have some voice in this conversation because they owe that dude a lot of money. There's no way for them to get out of that contract anytime soon. And let's be honest, the direction of the Cardinals franchise is going to be much more about what level of play can they get out of Kyler Murray than who the head coach is. Like, if Kyler had been able to stay healthy and played at his 2021 level this year, Cliff would still have a job. You know, like, let's just, even if Cliff did nothing different, but Kyler had just played a little bit better, Cliff would still have a job. So it is kind of one of those things where it's like, you know, what comes first, the chicken or the egg?
Yeah, it's just a tough spot, Davis, because again, you know, Kyler Murray, still a very young player, all things considered, in the NFL. You know, usually hear this from like a Tom Brady or an Aaron Rodgers or Peyton Manning, you know, somebody along those, or John Elway, Dan Marino. I mean, Kyler Murray's only been in the air a handful of years. So, you know, certainly we'll see there what ends up happening. Let's get real quick to the NBA. Kevin Durant out again. So Davis, initially yesterday, they were reporting 2 weeks. Now it's going to be a month. I don't think it...
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the Transit app or at COTA.com.
When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Campers Brooklyn long term, and these players get breaks throughout the season anyway, but probably going to miss the All-Star game, being involved in that as well, I would guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bad injury, right? Like, because Kevin Durant is such a marquee guy in the league, they want him involved in all this offseason stuff. It's very unfortunate timing for sure.
Right. I did not leave Davis enough time to go into that, so we'll do it a little bit later in the show. All right, coming up next, we'll dive into what the first round looks like in the NFL draft and what that will mean for fantasy. Up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Now, the one element of what we've seen in the NFL, Davis and I both outlined this on the show last week, is that, I mean, I don't know what you would call it, Davis. I mean, epidemic is probably strong, but lack of quarterbacks in the NFL that are viable is at an all-time high. I don't ever recall this happening. And I guess the reason why is because the game has just changed so much. You know, back in my day, old man, they used to hand the ball off a lot. Davis really didn't matter. You threw 20 passes a game. Your running back ran the ball 25 times. Another guy did 15. And that was the way that it went. But to say that we don't have 20 good starting quarterbacks in the NFL, I don't think would be an understatement at all. And so therefore, with the upcoming NFL draft, there's going to be such laser focus on teams. And I think more so than ever, definitely more so than last year, I think we're going to have several first-round quarterbacks this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think that two guys are absolutely set in stone, Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud. But to me, I think that probably Anthony Richardson is going to get a huge boost, you know, kind of along the lines of, like, he's like a combination of the Josh Allen stuff, where Josh Allen really was not good at Wyoming and really was not good his first 2 years in the NFL either. In fact, he was awful as a rookie. But Anthony Richardson has all the tools. Insane, like, I mean, he's an incredible runner, but he also like has this unbelievable arm talent. Like, probably I bet when they do the NFL scouting combine, I'm gonna guess he registers the fastest ball velocity maybe ever, but certainly of this class. I think he's pretty unbelievable. And then Will Levis is definitely the Josh Allen, where it's all about the traits, it's all about the tools and not about the ability. I really would not be surprised to see Levis go ahead of one of Young or Stroud, just some team very similar to how, remember the year Zach Wilson got drafted and everyone loved Fields and everyone loved Lance and everyone loved Mac Jones, but the Jets were just like, nope, we're not interested. We're just taking Zach Wilson at two. I think we could end up seeing something like that.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so let's sort of run through maybe the order that these will be drafted. Keep in mind, this is super early in the process here. We're in January 10th, but you know, everyone at this point, I think, can say consensus. There's only one, I think, that goes above the rest. All the others, I think, can flip. Like, but I love Anthony Richardson, too, of course, for the Gators. But I don't think he's going ahead of Bryce Young. I think Bryce Young Davis is going to be the first pick in the draft or the second pick in the draft. Again, the Bears have the first pick, so they're going to have to make the decision there. Played fantastic, Davis, at Alabama when he was there. Closed out with Alabama as strong as any quarterback we've seen. Usually these guys don't even play at the end of the season in these bowl games. He played great. So I think this is a slam dunk first or second pick. And I guess the reason why it's not the first pick and the only reason why is because Houston now has the second pick in the draft. So the speculation has already begun. What do the Bears do with Fields? I like Fields. This would make no sense to me. If I was them, I would accept the Texans' extra picks, let them pick Young, and go about my business. How about you?
I mean, I think it does make sense. You bring Bryce Young in and you have Fields and you have Young, and whoever plays better gets to start. Mm-hmm. I mean, we saw like Josh Rosen, right? We just did this. Josh Rosen with the Arizona Cardinals, they just took Kyler Murray. Josh Rosen was on the field and stunk. Fields has been on the field and played well. They got a second round pick for Josh Rosen, right? I mean, obviously it's not the same value as the number one overall pick. I think Fields could fetch a first round pick from a team. You know, it'd be close. It would depend on like how the quarterback carousel goes. It's going to depend on how many guys retire this offseason, right? I mean, if Brady and Rodgers retire, both of them, that I think that shakes things up a good bit. I mean, that's two of the guys who've started for the last like 20 years in the NFL who are gone from that market. I actually think, though, that Stroud is going to go number one. I think Stroud was so good. I think he was so good in their last two games that everyone saw that it's just going to be. I mean, he was so unbelievable in that Georgia game. I mean, some of those plays that dude was making was just like absolutely unbelievable. And maybe most importantly for his draft stock, he had not run really at all. Actually, very similar to Fields. Like, Fields really didn't run a ton at Ohio State. Right. He ran more than Stroud. But Stroud, you know, showed up as a rusher in the biggest game of his college career. And I think that's going to end up being huge for him.
Yeah, Fields' ascent, I think, is going to help Stroud, too, in this draft. 41 touchdowns, 8 interceptions last season for Ohio State. No question that those guys are at the top. Okay, so now Anthony Richardson, who I've watched virtually every single snap of every game that he's played in Davis, you know, I was a little surprised that he came out for the draft. And now, obviously, I'm an idiot because it's very clear he's going to be a first-round pick. But what I will say, Davis, about Richardson is that he is just definitely 100% unequivocally not ready to play right now in the NFL, along the lines of some other players we've seen drafted. You know, better skill set than Malik Willis, better skill set than Jordan Love, probably better skill set, honestly, than Trey Lance in college, and makes plays that those guys cannot make for sure. So whatever team ends up taking him in the first round inevitably is going to have some other plan, at least for a year, because, you know, some of these other guys I can't speak to, Davis, but Richardson is not ready right now to start in the NFL. I don't think there's any chance.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that he is either. I think it would really behoove a team that has, you know, like a mid-30s guy, a guy who's stable enough, and probably most importantly, a team that, like, you know, doesn't really have Super Bowl aspirations right now to select him. Now, that's a hard ask. I mean, we saw what happened when the Green Bay Packers selected Jordan Love with that first round pick. Like, first round picks are really valuable. That's cost controlled labor. You know, it's like a good first round pick ends up being such a value on their contract, whether it be a quarterback, whether it be a wide receiver, whether it be an edge rusher, you just are getting so much bang for your buck. But I feel like Richardson is such a unique prospect. Like, I just want to have him on my team. He was such a good rusher at Florida. Some of these runs that he made as a member of the Gators this last season, it's like, I don't think Lamar could do that. I don't think Lance could do that. It's really, he's kind of like a combination of Jalen Hurts' extreme ability to run near the goal line with Lamar's slipperiness, you know, his ability to create these long runs. And obviously you're totally right. I mean, he's super raw. If some team brought him in and was like, all right, you have to start week one, game one of the 2023 season, I think that is about basically the worst case scenario for him. So it's kind of interesting, a guy like that who's almost for sure you're getting zero production from year one. What is that guy worth in the NFL draft?
Yeah, and a lot of people have compared him to Cam Newton, and I think eventually, Davis, that may be him, but let's not get it twisted. Cam Newton came out and was ready to go into the NFL, but I see a lot of similarities in terms of the way that they played. But I would not play Richardson a single down unless it came down to week, you know, 17, 18 next year. So, you know, sort of how maybe Ridder played at the end of this year. Maybe that would be my plan. But a team would be crazy to start him immediately. He didn't play that well at the end of the season for the Gators this year, too. But again, they didn't play their running back either. Pierce, look how good he was for Houston. So maybe it was the coaching. All right, let's go to Will Levis, who, you know, obviously at this point is just a huge wild card. No one really knows what to expect. He threw 21 touchdowns last season at Kentucky, a team that did air it out a little bit more, but played SEC ball, Davis. A lot of running going on at Kentucky, too. I've seen some people, Davis, on social media saying he's the next great player. I've also seen some divisiveness saying this would be a huge mistake for some team to invest in him. So someone's going to be right, someone's going to be wrong.
Yeah, I mean, for me, Will Levis is the next Zach Wilson, the next guy who Josh Allen made a couple $1 million. And I just don't get it, because Levis, the decision-making wasn't really there. He threw a ton of picks. He couldn't even beat out Sean Clifford at Penn State. He's big, but not like a runner. For me, Will Levis, not for me. Give me Anthony Richardson, and that, like, they're both very risky, but give me the...
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Anthony Richardson risk over Levis.
Yeah, I mean, I'm super excited to see Richardson. I want to make that clear, play in the NFL. I mean, having my guy, I mean, I went to school in Florida, to have a Gator playing in the NFL at quarterback, even more fantastic. But I just hope some team develops in the right way. All right, we'll be back with more on FST right after this. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I would say a very interesting slate tonight in Daily Fantasy over on DraftKings. We've got maybe a Stars and Scrubs approach. I guess we'll see. I'm seeing some of the really big guys playing tonight at one of the positions. And then basically you got to like pick your poison at some of the others, Davis. Pretty healthy slate, I would say, tonight in the NBA. Not the biggest, not the smallest, somewhere right in the middle. Fair to say?
Yeah, I mean, look, we got Doncic, we got Embiid potentially coming back. He has now moved from being listed as out every game to being listed as questionable. Same deal for Steph Curry. Now, I'm assuming that both of those guys are probably not going to play tonight, but, you know, I mean, obviously if they do or they don't, that's going to have an impact on what we do. The two teams that we are looking for tonight, I mean, you know, pretty much every time we do this, we got to say, all right, who's going to be the team where nobody plays? Well, Phoenix, no one's playing for Phoenix tonight. Devin Booker out, Chris Paul out, Cam Johnson out, Cam Payne out, Jay Crowder out, Cameron Johnson. Torrey Craig is questionable. DeAndre Ayton is questionable. That's going to be our, we're going to play some min price guys from that. And then also your Miami Heat. I'm just guessing. I'm doing my reading, the tea leaves, looking at their injury report right now. I'm going to guess that at about 5:35 Eastern time, we're going to get Bam Adebayo, injury management, not playing tonight. Tyler Herro, injury management, not playing tonight. Gabe Vincent, injury management, not playing tonight. So I think those two teams, I think we're going to have a bunch of $3,000, $4,000 guys that we can play on this slate.
Yeah, I mean, look, the Heat's only 4.5-point favorites tonight against Oklahoma City. I don't know if all of those guys are going to miss, but they're definitely going to be missing players. They're not setting a line like that without it. So, all right, let's dive in and take a look at some of the pricing this evening. And, of course, Luka leads the way here, as he should. And this is almost as high as I've seen him priced. I don't know if he's hit 13. You'd have to tell me that. But 12,800 tonight on DraftKings. Steph Curry priced at 10.6. James Harden, 10.4. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, I would imagine he'd be in for a good night tonight, 10-3. LaMelo Ball at 10, and Donovan Mitchell at 9,600. I guess the problem is that a lot of the higher-priced guys, Davis, tonight are at that position, are at the guard. So you sort of have to pick the best one tonight. Which one is it?
Yeah, I mean, look, Luka, it's hard to argue against Luka Doncic being like an absolutely phenomenal play. He just is on like an unbelievable streak of getting like 65 plus fantasy points. And also, you know, like a strategy thing on slates like this where there, I do think there's going to be sort of an abundance of $3,000, $4,000, like really good value plays, is that raw points tend to matter a little bit more than like points per dollar. So like, you know, an $8,000 guy gets 52. That's way better points per dollar, but you might just need the guy who gets 68 in order to have the most amount of like actual raw points. So I think Doncic should be pretty popular tonight. And I think, I mean, obviously he is an absolutely fantastic play. If the Miami Heat do go full rest squad, I gotta love Shai Gilgeous-Alexander here, who continues to be like one of the best guards in the NBA. He really has been phenomenal this year. Not as interested in James Harden. I mean, even with Embiid out, I kind of was really into him like the first week Embiid was out. He just really hasn't changed anything. Honestly, it's been a lot of Tyrese Maxey, a lot of D'Anthony Melton. I guess James Harden just really is not that guy anymore. We do have some pretty strong value options here. Remember, we are still dealing with the consequences of the that Orlando Magic Detroit Pistons brawl. So tonight we have Hamidou Diallo, who is 3,500. He's probably going to start for Detroit. And then our Phoenix guys, we have Dwayne Washington, who's probably going to start at point guard or be the first guard off the bench. He is 4,200. He looks really strong. And then Landry Shamet actually started a point guard for them, but he's actually questionable himself. So we might be getting really deep on in the bench for the Phoenix Suns. And then we got Gabe Vincent. If Tyler Hero doesn't play and Vincent does play, he's going to start at point guard for them. And he would probably be one of the better value plays of the entire slate.
Yeah, sounds like a lot surrounding the Heat for sure. Okay, so now let's dive into the forward pricing here, and you know, probably got to go cheap option here, I would guess. Lauri Markkanen is actually the highest priced player tonight. Who would have thought that at the beginning of the season? He's 9,700 tonight over on DraftKings. Jimmy Butler, you got to make sure he's playing before you put him in. 8,900, I guess the same as always could be said for Kawhi at 8,700. Christian Wood, 8,600. Banchero is up to 8,200 tonight. And then Jeremy Grant is at 7,400.
All right. Well, breaking news. We did just get the announcement that Tyler Herro is not going to play. So I think we're going to be getting the rest of that news for the Miami Heat very, very shortly here. So not interested in Jimmy, honestly, even if he does play, because I think that his first game back from all of these injuries, I'm going to go ahead and anticipate he's probably on a minutes limit, like 28 minutes or so. But it is a weird forward position, you know, because we don't have Giannis here. We don't have Jason Tatum here. We don't have LeBron here. Like, there's no one at the position who's projected for more than 44 points. Generally, not the way it goes. I mean, generally, we got Kevin Durant. We got Giannis. We have all these great forward guys. So that kind of makes me look more at the mid-tier than I normally would. Paolo Banchero against Portland looks pretty strong. Scotty Barnes at 6,600 against Charlotte looks like probably the best play at the forward position. I know, but this Barnes has not done the linear year-to-year development that we like. You know, this really happens a lot in the NBA where a guy's really good year one, and then we're like, okay, he's going to be an all-star year two, or a guy is an all-star in year three, and then in year four, we're like, all right, you're going to be the MVP. And that Jason Tatum, great example of this, like, you know, dunks on LeBron in the postseason, like, is crazy. And then kind of just like, you know, basically stayed the same guy for 2 years until he took the leap last year. Well, that's happening with Scotty Barnes right now, but I don't really care. I still really like him here. I think he looks really strong. Isaiah Stewart is playing a ton of minutes for the Detroit Pistons, and he's going to be going up against Joel Embiid tonight. I think he looks pretty good. Actually, honestly, just any Toronto player, their rotation is really thin right now. I'm looking through our projections, and all of these Toronto forward eligible players look like the absolute best values. Barnes, Anunoby, Gary Trent Jr. I mean, they are just playing like eight dudes, and the Raptors are probably the most interesting team in the league, because if they decide to blow it up, they have like all these amazing trade assets. I'm very curious to see what they do over the next couple months.
All right, and let's close it out now with the center position and a couple of stars here that we could go with. Of course, Joel Embiid, always a good option for the Philadelphia 76ers when he's healthy. Pascal Siakam is up to 10,100 tonight on DraftKings, so no cheap on him anymore. Christian Wood is 8,600. DeAndre Ayton, 7,500. Wendell Carter Jr., Davis, I'm seeing 6,400 tonight on DK, and Evan Mobley is at 6,300.
Yeah, I mean, the conversation around center is real. Well, it's going to center around DeAndre Ayton tonight. So if DeAndre Ayton plays against Golden State, and Devin Booker, Chris Paul, Cameron Johnson, all these guys, they all sit out, which looks like the scenario now. Now, Ayton himself is also questionable for this game, so we'll see if, you know, they end up starting. I believe the other night they started Dario Saric at center. How about that name? A true blast from the past. I mean, Saric himself, if he starts, he would probably actually be a lock in this slate at minimum salary against Golden State. But if he plays, is the best play at the position. Isaiah Stewart, who we just mentioned, a power forward, he looks probably like the second or third best play. I really like the idea of playing Jusuf Nurkić. Some of the backup centers, some of the backup bigs in Portland are banged up right now. So Nurk is playing an extended minutes role there, feeling pretty good about rolling with him there. And then we got a couple like super cheap guys. We got Walker Kessler against the Cleveland Cavaliers. We got Torrey Craig, who is probably going to start at power forward, who is somehow center eligible. That tells you a lot about how the NBA has gone. And then Mark Williams is the backup center for the Charlotte Hornets. He's like the most exciting backup center in the league. I believe last I checked, he leads the NBA in fantasy points per minute, which is actually like a really good stat to use for a lot of these tournaments. And he and LaMelo have been pretty fun to watch together.
All right, so there's your NBA slate tonight. Now, one story that we have not covered yet here on the show, we'll do it for 2 minutes just because it's prominent in sports, it's prominent for fantasy, and believe it or not, a month from now, Davis and I will be diving into fantasy baseball hard. I mean, we're almost there, getting ready for the fantasy baseball season, but a potential, I would say probably, I don't know, second, third round pick, 12-team leagues in fantasy. Naturally, Davis going to play on a good team. That's Carlos Correa, who came off a good year last year. I mean, you talk about sagas at this point. I mean, honestly, in being a reporter, I don't even know what to believe anymore with this stuff. There's clearly some agendas being had here, whether or not he's signing with the Mets or he's going to the Twins. We're seeing other reports he's signing with someone else. Davis, this all started off. Let me do my 20 seconds here. This all started off with him signing with the Giants, failing a physical, pivoting to the Mets, failing a physical. This is almost 2 weeks ago. I mean, you have one person saying he signed with the Mets. You have another person saying he signed with the Twins. You know, naturally, Scott Boras is involved here. There's so many avenues, I guess, being created. I guess we should not be surprised with. But we just haven't seen this in baseball ever. So to ask me where it's going to end up, I have no idea.
Yeah, I mean, it is an insane story. And honestly, I feel like if he was like a 33 home run guy instead of a 22 home run guy, I feel like some team would have just eaten it because they'd have been like, all right, like let's just play this guy at DH, right? I mean, he's a good hitter, good average, doesn't strike out too much. But the fact that he's a 320 wOBA, 22 home run guy means like you got to have him in the field. And this degenerative knee condition, I mean, it's going to make it really hard to play the field, I think.
Yeah, no, very interesting to see. Hopefully we get some resolution there. Also, a couple of signings in Major League Baseball. Johnny Cueto signs with the Marlins, so they get an extra starter there. Corey Dickerson, used to be a really good player, signs a one-year deal with the Washington.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Washington Nationals. All right, we'll take a quick time out here on the show. We got fantasy or reality coming up next. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Craig Mish, Davis Maddock. We're going to get into Cliff Kingsbury here in a second with our first fantasy reality question. Are you surprised, Davis, that we have not had more coaching discussion happen on Monday? I mean, normally that is the standard day, I guess, to do it. The only thing that I can think about here at this point, and I don't know, maybe this happened last year and I'm wrong, but on nights where you have like a headliner, like a college football championship, usually the other sports sort of like take a back seat and say, oh, you know, we're not going to break our stories today. We want to give them, all of the credit, all the notoriety for having that game. So because, you know, Kingsbury, who we'll talk about coming up, did lose his job. But generally speaking, the Monday in the past, the day after the NFL season, we see 4, 5, 6, 7 guys gone. I guess that'll probably happen. It just didn't happen yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's also like a thing where a lot of the bad teams, it's like they actually kind of like their coach. For example, like obviously Bill Belichick's not getting fired, right? The Jets, they think Robert Saleh is like the most competent guy they've had in the room forever, even though his team hasn't made the playoffs. The Titans fired everyone but Mike Vrabel. They fired the OC. They fired a bunch of these guys, right? And it's like, well, okay, the Colts already fired their coach. The Broncos already fired their coach. The Texans already fired their coach. The Raiders can't afford to fire their coach. Like, look, if the Raiders had more cash, Josh McDaniels would already be back in his house in New England, right? It's just like a money thing. Like who else is going to get fired? Well, the Commanders can't fire Ron Rivera because no one else wants to work for that organization. They're like the worst organization of pro sports. So just the fact that Ron Rivera is like kind of competent pretty much keeps him in the job. The Packers aren't going to fire LaFleur. The Bears kind of like the guy they hired. McVay is probably going to retire. So it's like who's really left out there to get fired at this point?
Yeah, no, I mean, I guess you're right. Maybe I didn't think this through, and maybe that will be the case. I guess from my perspective, the one that I'm waiting on, and I think everybody else is waiting on just because of actually two spots. I want to see what Sean Payton's going to do. And yeah. I also want to know what Sean McVay is going to do.
I'll tell everyone just the way it sounds. That guy does not want to be part of this rebuild band. He wants to go do TV for a while.
Yeah, he should. I think he'll be great. I think he'll be fantastic on TV.
I do too.
All right, here we go. Time for some fantasy or reality. Okay, we've been banging this drum for a while. I don't like to see anybody fired. I mean, I honestly hate reporting that sort of stuff too because these people have families. I understand it's a public eye job. But I really don't get enjoyment from this because I've been on that side of it. But if you've watched this show, Davis and I have pretty much been in concert on this dating back to last year. It was very obvious that with the talent that Arizona had, maybe not this year. I don't even call it Cliff Kingsbury's fault this year, honestly. But Arizona had an epic debacle last year, looking so good at the beginning of the season and then falling apart. Cliff Kingsbury, after that, inexplicably got a contract extension, not just through next year, but through 2026, which is just bat bleep insane. But did show some things, he did get them off to good starts the last couple of years and did show some promise with the offense. And, you know, again, did have the talent there also and didn't succeed. But let's just throw it out there. A lot of guys do get second chances, Davis, at the NFL. Will Kingsbury get one? Fantasy or reality? Cliff Kingsbury will be an NFL head coach again.
No. He'll never be a head coach again. I mean, so to begin with, the way NFL head coaching hires is it's always kind of like you got to know someone who knows someone. I mean, look at it's like the amount of like, oh, this guy, like for example, Arthur Smith is married into an NFL owner's family, right? So it was like kind of like, why is Arthur Smith the head coach? This guy was an offensive coordinator of an offense that wasn't that good in Tennessee. Oh, it's because he knows X, Y, and Z. Why is Sean McVay able to be the youngest head coach ever? Why is Zach Taylor able to be the youngest head coach ever? It's literally like, I mean, same way as it is in the business world. It's like, oh, yeah, I went to dinner with this guy who introduced me to this guy, and then all of a sudden I'm head coach of the Los Angeles Rams. So Cliff's kind of an outsider to that world to begin with because he's more in the college football world. But more importantly, you got to be inside the coaching tree to get, you know, rehabilitated, right? But Cliff is not, you know, Cliff is in a college tree. He was in like the Mike Leach, Hal Mummy tree, which is great if you want a college job. I mean, Cliff will never need work again as a college coach. He could be an offensive coordinator until he's 75 years old if that's what he wants to do. I do not think he will ever be an NFL head coach again. Maybe he'll be an offensive coordinator at some point, but he will never be a head coach again, I don't think.
Yeah, I am going to concur. Cliff Kingsbury, by the way, is going to be the offensive coordinator at Alabama next year, Davis, or somewhere really good.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, like Bill O'Brien, you know. Like Bill O'Brien's looking fantastic all of a sudden now, right? Like the way that Houston's played so poorly. I got to agree with you here, man. I don't think he's going to get another run at it. I mean, I guess let's play a different game of fantasy for reality since we have the time. Who do you think is more likely to coach in the NFL again? Would it be Kingsbury or Matt Rhule? What do you think? Is there an either here or no?
I would take Kingsbury over Rhule just because Kingsbury's younger. And at least he has an idea that he can sell you. What is Matt Rhule's idea? What is Matt Rhule's philosophy? He doesn't have one, right? At least Kingsbury has the air raid stuff that he could sell you as like a package.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, I have fantasy too. Kingsbury, offensive coordinator for a good team next year. College football Division I head coach at a very prominent school in 2 years from now. No question about it. He proved in college that he can at least be capable. By the way, wasn't fantastic either at college, to be honest with you. So fantasy in the NFL, that's it, one and done. And by the way, getting paid forever, why would he need to go back to the NFL? I'm going to say fantasy there. He will not be back. All right, last night I was speaking to somebody on the phone. I'll never forget this. I was speaking to somebody on the phone. I was at my son's tryout for a travel baseball team, and somebody called me, and we were just talking while I was at there, you know, watching, and somebody said, what time's the game start tonight? I'm like, I don't know, but it's got to be 8:30, college football game. Like, why do you say that? I'm like, I heard somebody say, I thought it was 7:30. I'm like, no, it's got to be 8:00. They'll never start a college football game that early. Shows you how much I knew. They started that game last night at 7:30 Eastern. I couldn't believe it. I got done at 8:00. It was already 17-0 or 17-7. But the great thing about that game, I guess, Dave, is I didn't see the end like you, is that the game ended before 11 o'clock on the East Coast. Wow, let's throw it out. Let's ask the question. Fantasy or reality? All nighttime kickoffs should start by at 7:30 Eastern time. I had no idea that this game started so early. I probably should have known, but the Sports Grid had a preview and it started early, and I was like wondering why we were doing that. Now it all makes sense. What do you got here? Fantasy or reality?
So for me, this is a total reality because I would be able to watch the entirety of more games. We've talked about this on the show before. I get up really early. I'm at the gym by 6 a.m., which means I'm not staying up until 11. Every once in a while, I'll stay up if one of these games is really good, if the Chiefs are playing or whatever. You know, I'll be there on even on a school night. But I would prefer not to, and I would definitely watch more of these games in their entirety if they start early. So for me, it's a reality, but I think it's like a TV money, commercial money, you know, just like ratings type thing, because they want the West Coast to be able to not be like at work when these games are on. So I think they kind of have it down to a science, but for me, the 6:30 start time is pretty perfect. So I got reality.
Yeah, I got fantasy here. I agree with you. It would be nice to have these games on earlier, but nah, can't do it. And we're biased. I mean, Davis is in Central Time. I'm in Eastern Time, so naturally it affects us. But realistically speaking, money moves the needle here for this, and you cannot start some big games on the West Coast at 4 o'clock Eastern. This is just too early to do. I appreciate it. I like it. I would like this to happen, but I also have to respect the fact that for what we do, money moves the needle, betting moves the needle, and you start playing Monday Night Football at 4, and you start playing, you know, baseball World Series games at 4:15, people are going to miss the first hour of this thing. People are at work on the West Coast, and they just can't see it. So I got the opposite here. I got fantasy for sure. All right, this one that I could speak to. Apparently, this woman has her daughter on Roblox, Davis. And as far as what I'm reading with the story, very interestingly enough, this kid is just so locked into playing that she forgot to heat up dinner. You'll have to clarify this for me in terms of the lasagna here. It looks like there was a frozen lasagna. She didn't freak. She got to do it because of just playing Roblox all the time. This one speaks to my heart because my son is very big on this game. Fantasy reality, logging on to a video game to get your kids to do chores is a good parenting strategy. My gosh, do I need to get my own username and password and little character running around on Roblox? Because my son is on this thing and playing this mod football all the time. This football game, he's the quarterback. He throws touchdowns, winning 62-0 all the time.
Yeah, I mean, okay. I'm not a parent. I'm not a dad. I got two dogs, right? What I would say is my guess is that probably the biggest war parents across the entire world are fighting right now is how to get their kids away from staring at screens, right? Whether it be YouTube, you know, streaming, whatever, video games. Everything exists online, right? Like a huge plurality of our lives is spent staring at a screen of some sort, but like, it's not good for your development. It's not good for your brain. We just kind of know that thing. We just kind of know that. So I guess I would say, if you're just exasperated though, and you need your dumb kid to take the dumb lasagna out of the freezer and put it in the oven, I mean, this is a pretty creative strategy. So I'm going to give this lady a thumbs up, and I'm going to say reality, this is a good parenting strategy.
I don't know what I'm going to say fantasy. I'm going to say, I can't go reality. I'm going to say fantasy here because Davis, what this means is a couple of things. First, it means that I am going to have to log on to my kids' games. I suppose you could look at it from that perspective and say, yeah, is that big a deal? Maybe not. But now does that mean that every time I need to get my my daughter's not playing this anymore. Yeah, I'm trying to think if she's playing a game. No, she's not. 16 years old. My son is all the time on this specific game that we're talking about here, either MLB The Show or this. So you're telling me now, from now on, my son is just going to wait for me to log into the game, for me to get
right.
Him to get off of there or go brush his teeth or go eat his dinner or eat his breakfast, lunch, get ready. No way. No way do I want to make this part of my daily routine. I got enough going on here. So I don't think this is a good parenting strategy. The good parenting strategy is to go onto the device and set the timer as to how long the kids can play and know which hours that they can and can't. Now, fortunately, I don't have that issue because I may have to tell my son more than once to get off there. I'm not going to say that I don't. But usually the firm second time gets the job done. So I am going to say fantasy on this. Davis, I don't want a Roblox account, man. I do not want to. I think I may already have one. I think my son may have signed me up on something just to get some more Robux.
He needed some points. He needed a bonus. He needed the referral code. Right. Oh. Yeah, of course. I mean, these kids, man, these kids, they're unbelievable. They have no idea. Craig, they have no idea how good they have it, man. They really don't.
Yeah. Well, now he plays and I hear him screaming, I'm Mahomes. I'm Mahomes. I'm like, oh, great. Now this is the direction that we're going. At least he got the right guy. All right, we'll be back with Sports Grid 60 right after this on Fantasy Sports.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Coda
salutes those who've served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Black Friday, wow, shop, Wayfair now, month long, big deals, yeah, these are steals.
70% less money spent.
You can't go wrong, check out this song. Best if they're poor, Black Friday score.
Garlands and trees,
saving with ease.
Lights for your house, lamps for your spouse.
Save at Wayfair.
On dining chairs, mattresses, two sheets, better view. Everything home, these things in chrome. Here's a quick plug, area rugs, fast shipping, wow, Wayfair is how.
Win the season, win the season.
Wayfair, 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 Wayfair.
Important topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. Don't forget to catch me at 2 o'clock Eastern for another edition of Newswire. But let's see what's on Davis Maddox's mind. Boy, we are shifting over to the NFL playoffs, sort of away from fantasy football. Let's see what Davis is going to talk about next. Here is the Sports Grid 60.
Well, Craig, we are getting into playoff season, but you know what comes right after the playoffs? Free agency, the draft. Last offseason, we saw basically like a record amount of like wide receiver movement. First round picks being traded for wide receivers. Everyone wants, I mean, not only one great wide receiver, not only two great wide receivers, teams want three. They want to be great at catching the ball. And man, is this offseason going to be bad. The free agent wide receivers available, it has got to be the most, I mean, this list of guys, Nelson Agholor, Sterling Shepard, DJ Shark, Randall Cobb, Marvin Jones, Byron Pringle, Alan Lazard, Jacoby Myers, Juju Smith-Schuster, it is nasty out there. These dudes are going to get overpaid, but I think we're also going to see some crazy wide receiver trades because the talent is just not there.
All right, you know, surprisingly, I'm going to be the one to end the show on golf. Who would have had that one coming? So, first golf tournament of the year. You know, I'm always into it. My son likes to play it. I like to go and play as well. And I was watching Sunday's tournament, and I guess because it was in Hawaii, this thing was like ended at like 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Eastern. And Davis and I always talk, and I always make fun of the fact that it's John Rahm and everyone else. So going into the tournament, everyone's trying to pick their favorite winner. Davis, right? Morikawa. Maybe it's gonna be Scheffler, somebody else. And my gosh, I just didn't realize how good John Rahm is. I don't know why. I poke fun. He's the favorite all the time. But this guy really is the best golfer in the world. I mean, to see what he did in Hawaii on Sunday was really fantastic. So looking forward to cover more as we continue on here on the show. That'll do it for our program today. Thanks to everyone watching. Our producers, of course, LTN, great graphics department for Davis. I'm Craig. I'll see you back here at 2 o'clock Eastern for Newswire.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA salutes those who've served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.